This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Tim Scott is not just the only black Republican member of Congress, he's the only black member of the U.S. Senate, of either party. However, organizers of the March on Washington commemorating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech declined to invite the unabashedly pro-life lawmaker to participate. Martin Luther King's niece is quick to remind folks that her uncle was pro-life on abortion. She has documents from her writings to document her claim. The pro-choice movement is getting worse. A new blog coaches men, if you can call them that, on how to convince a girl to get an abortion. The content is as sick as the headline. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4-ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4-ME. To people who lived in East Berlin, photos of the tearing down of the Berlin Wall brings them to tears of joy. Before Abby Johnson became pro-life, she managed the Bryan, College Station, Texas Planned Parenthood. With a newborn baby boy named after St. Luke, a physician, Abby is proudly sharing two pictures. The second photo shows the Planned Parenthood sign at her old business toppled while being removed. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.